This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's been one of the rainiest springs on record in the Farm Belt. Many fields in the Midwest that would usually be full of growing corn, soybeans, and wheat instead look like swamps. These are no conditions for planting. The USDA says farmers are way behind, and growers are in a race against the seasonal clock to get seeds in the ground. Some farmers are risking their expensive equipment in muddy fields and then posting images on social media of those machines stuck in the mud or being towed out of it. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more from the farmers about what they're up against.
This planting season is the worst Kenny Ranke's ever seen. And he's been growing soybeans and corn on his farm in Neely, Nebraska for almost 20 years. His land was still frozen in March when he'd normally be fertilizing his soil. And today, he's got small lakes across his land.
It's too much water and too wet. We can't get equipment across it.
Ranke is 3 weeks behind getting seeds into the ground. On his farm in northeast Texas, Alexander Frick is still trying to plant his corn and soybeans. He's usually done by late April, but he hasn't gone 5 days in a row this spring without rain.
You plant something and then it gets flooded again, so you may have to go back and replant it.
He's got 400 acres of land that's basically a swamp. What he managed to get planted is submerged.
So you just basically have to live with less income this year.
Mitchell Hora farms in Iowa and runs an ag consulting business on the side. He's telling farmers to get as much seed in the ground as possible, even if they won't be able to sell their crops on the usual markets.
Try to harvest some of that, you know, as much as we can and utilize it for cover crop seed or feed it. It's great feed for hogs or for poultry, you know.
Nebraska farmer Kenny Ranke says this past few growing seasons have been a little cold and wet. And now with this year's flooding.
I hope it's not the new normal.
Even without this historically wet spring, times have been tough for farmers. Lately, normal has meant lower crop prices, falling income, and disappearing markets because of the trade war. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.